Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One A Day, where we talk about some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is August 7th, Hebrews chapter 13. Let's get to it. So now we've arrived at the final chapter of Hebrews. It turns out there are 13 chapters in Hebrews and not 12. Sometimes I forget. Anyway, as we get to this one, the writer gives final exhortations and instructions and greetings. And just as with the last chapter, there's so many very practical sayings, it seems like each one is worthy of comment. So I'm going to say the sayings and make a few brief comments, but we're going to cover 12 of the things that the writer says here in chapter 13. let's call this doing God's will. Ready? Go. One, love one another. And just as you are not to neglect meeting together, as the writer said earlier in the book, so the author says, do not give up loving one another. This is how the world will know that we're his followers, you know. Jesus said that. So keep on loving as a family. Two, also love strangers. We use the word hospitality, which has to do with housing, feeding, practical caring, and in general, helping people who are strangers to us. Some people have found themselves to have ministered to angels, the writer says, like Abraham did when a couple of angels visited him on their way to Sodom. The Benedictines say, treat every guest as if that person were Jesus. I like that. At number three, remember those in prison. Some are there for being believers, some because of debt or because of some unfair judgment against them. Some are there for doing wrong themselves. Remember them all. Pray for them. Think of how you would want people to remember you if you were the one in prison, and do that for those you know who are in jail right now. Four, honor marriage. Don't get involved in sexual encounters before getting married, or with any adulterous relationships while you are married. Even widows and singles and elderly people need to honor marriage, every one of us. And keep that marriage bed pure by your speech as well as your actions. God will judge dishonoring marriage. And number five, be content. Free yourself from the love of money and what money can do. Be content with what you have. Don't give in to envy or greed. God is giving you what you need. He will never leave you or forsake you. Six, pray for your leaders in Christ. Whoever first spoke the word of God to you, as well as those who continue to mentor you and challenge you spiritually, give careful consideration to the outcome of their way of life. Make those same choices yourself. Imitate their faith. When in doubt, copy what you see in those leaders. Number seven, remember this, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. That's right, culture changes, people change. Time leaves a stamp on us all, but Jesus never changes. Get to know Jesus very well and see if you can be culturally relevant and yet wholly devoted to him. And trust him always. Number eight, offer continual praise. Praise, you know, is the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. You can sing praise, you can speak praise, you can pray praise. Whatever you do, turn every moment into an opportunity to speak to God your thanksgiving and give him praise. Nine, do good to others. Whether they are friends, enemies, or simply strangers, do not forget to do good and to share with others. There might be nothing in it for you, but know that such sacrifices as these are pleasing to God. Just as we want our worship to be acceptable, we want our deeds and gifts to bring God pleasure. Number 10, trust your leaders. Have confidence in those who are over you in the Lord. Heed what they say. Submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. It's a heavy burden. So do this submitting so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you. 11, do God's will. The God of peace will equip you with all you need to do and what God wants. He does it through the blood of the eternal covenant in Jesus. He brought Jesus back from the dead, and may that great shepherd of the sheep equip you with everything good for doing his will. And then 12, do what pleases God. May he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.